This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gujarat this evening on a three-day visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veerawal in Gir Somnath district. This parv marks 1,000 years since Mahmud of Ghazni's invasion of the Somnath Temple in the year 1026 and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. Our correspondent reports that the holy town of Prabhaspatan is all set to welcome Prime Minister Modi on this historic occasion. More from our correspondent.
The holy town of Prabhaspatan is wrapped in divine atmosphere as it prepares to welcome PM Narendra Modi. Lakhs of devotees from across the state and the country have reached Somnath to witness this historic celebrations. The town also witnessed a grand Palki Yatra yesterday, led by prominent sadhus and saints. Upon his arrival this evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the ongoing 72-hour continuous Omkar Mantra chanting, a spiritual exercise involving thousands of Rishikumars. Later, the PM will witness spectacular mega drone show by more than 3,000 drones at the temple premises. The drone show will narrate the saga of temple's historic journey of resilience. The state government has ensured elaborate arrangements including the grand lighting and enhanced facilities for the pilgrims. This Swabhiman Parv serves as a reminder of the countless sacrifices made to defend the temple, ensuring its glory continues to inspire the cultural consciousness of future generations. With Rajesh Bajgotar from Somnath, this is Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with 3,000 youth from across the country, including international delegates. The Prime Minister will also release the essay compilation for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 at the event, featuring selected essays by youth on country's developmental goals and long-term nation-building vision. Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed that self-reliance is pivotal for the nation to emerge as a global powerhouse. Speaking at a program in Jodhpur today, Mr. Shah highlighted that the use of indigenous products will make the country self-sufficient and self-reliant. He also emphasized the importance of promoting native language. The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 opened today in the national capital. The nine-day book fair brings together over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. The event was inaugurated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. The theme of the New Delhi World Book Fair this year is Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. Iran's near-total internet blackout continued today as the country's supreme leader warned of a harsher crackdown on a growing wave of protests that have swept the nation. In his public address, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said the Islamic Republic would not back down, accusing protesters of acting on behalf of foreign powers and blaming U.S. President Donald Trump for the unrest. The unrest, which began on December 28 over Iran's economic hardship, has continued despite a heavy security crackdown. Human rights groups estimate that between 45 and 100 people have been killed so far, including minors. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants were 158 for 3 in 16.1 overs against UP Warriors at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.